And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Good morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going in musical fashion with one here from the Comancheros. Back in a few minutes, it's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. One from the Comancheros coming to you live here this morning on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Good morning. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, January 25th, 2019. Cold, cold morning. Going to be that way for a spell, it looks like. Winter's here for sure now, I guess. I'll be happy when it's over. I do have to say, though, mornings like this, I do enjoy them, though, if only for the beautiful sights in the sky. I get up pretty early on Friday mornings, and this time of year, when it's really cold like this, you get really clear skies in the mornings. And this time of year, You get the moon, Venus, Jupiter, even Mars this morning around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Just beautiful up there in the sort of the southwest sky. So anyway, all right, I digress. I got a great show in store this morning. I'm excited. I got Tanner Jones here from the Comancheros with me. We'll talk with him and have him play some songs for us, I hope, and have some fun like we always do on Open Mic Radio every Friday. I will also do a rundown of some things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Swing on by if you're close to the station, 915 East Broadway. We got the doors open like we always do. A big thank you to Tom and Travis from the Mobile Funk Unit for coming down last week. Really cool talk and some great music. Man, I forgot how badass Spankin' Rufus was. It was a great band from the late 80s and the 90s. Anyway, still sounding good. I love playing some of that stuff. And the Mobile Funk Unit, real groovy addition to the local scene. Great show at the Blue Note last Friday. I'm told I missed it. I was hoping to go, but I wasn't able to pull it off. So anyway, sorry to miss that show, but it sounds like it was a good one last Friday at the Blue Note. And yeah, try to catch those guys if you can in the future here. All right, this morning, my guest in the studio is Tanner Jones from local heavy western band, the Comancheros.
Hey.
How you doing, Tim?
Good, man. How are you?
Nice to see you.
You too, man.
Appreciate you coming down this morning on a cold Friday.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. You know, I had never heard the term heavy western before I heard your music. Is that something that actually exists as a genre, or is it something that's relatively new?
To my knowledge, we came up with it. Mm-hmm. We were trying to come up with a way to describe our genre or how we sound, and it was the most pleasing thing we could come up with, I guess, to describe it really quick. And it kind of, I feel like it paints a pretty good picture. So,
all right, what before we get too deeply here, let's talk about the band a little bit. What's the background of your band? You in particular, are you a Missouri guy?
I am, yeah. I grew up in Kirksville, Missouri.
Really?
Yep. Drummer Michael, who is the other founding member that's still with us, is from Illinois. Bradley Hutchison, the other guitar player, is from Mexico, Missouri.
Hmm.
And Kyle Emgarten is from, where is he from? Some other little town in Missouri.
All
somewhere
right.
Between here and Kirksville.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you get from Kirksville to Columbia?
Well, I went to college in Minnesota, actually.
Huh.
I went to a music school called McNally Smith College of Music.
Really?
And I was playing in a video game music cover band and a metal band up there. And I decided I wanted to leave Minnesota because it was really, really cold and it's like 6 feet of snow all the time.
Right.
So I came down and I was hell-bent on working somewhere with music somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And Palin was just the first place I applied to start teaching there. So
yeah, that's where I ran across you. I didn't even know it was you until a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Tanner's one of the guys that works down there at Palin Music. Mm-hmm. And that's a great group down there as well.
Oh, yeah, man.
Had some business experiences with y'all down there, and I'm always happy to come down there and say hi.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so so you and the guys, all Missouri, the band was originally a three-piece, wasn't it?
Yeah, it actually began just me and Michael did an acoustic EP together in hopes of having a full band at some point. And
right.
then it was a three-piece. And then for a while we were a four-piece. We had two drummers.
Huh.
And we really were kind of trying to do like sort of an Allman Brothery type jam thing. And then it ended up being just one drummer, you know, more typical two guitars, bass, and drums sort of setup.
All right. I was going to ask you about your background in music. Obviously, you've been trained musically through schooling and et cetera.
Sure.
Do you have a musical background in your family? Are your parents or brothers, sisters, that type of thing?
My parents don't really. My sister sings, and she actually does a lot of theater stuff in Chicago.
Really?
And my grandma is actually a piano player singer, so she's the one who kind of brought me up on a lot of the stuff I actually listen to and play now.
Uh-huh.
As well.
All right. Got to take a second to say hello to my waste management friends who drop by the alley every Friday and make a bunch of racket. So we've made them part of the show now rather than bitch and moan about their presence and have them making trouble for the musicians. We say hi for a few minutes and then they take off on their way. Yep. All right. Back to our guest here, Tanner Jones. Okay. So school in Minnesota, have you always been a guitar player, or do you play multiple instruments, or what?
I can really only play guitar at all. I'm a newer singer than anything. That was something I didn't really do till this band. I sang like backups, and I did choir in high school, but all my music studies was like focus guitar.
Mm-hmm. What particular style of guitar playing did you train for? I know you like rock and roll for sure.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But were you trained classically or something like that? Or?
McNally was interesting in that they were really geared on me in contemporary music school. So the whole, it was well-roundedness basically for today's music world.
Huh,
so a lot of it was based around putting you in situations like that you aren't comfortable with, rather than focusing on classical or jazz or something like that, you know, like putting you in a funk band or like this is, you know, random throw together of things. So trying to teach you how to survive in a more aggressive, you know, music world, basically.
Huh, very interesting. You know, is McNally still around?
It's not, actually, unfortunately. Like, last year, they just randomly closed up.
Oh, that's too
really,
bad. I know some young guys and girls around town here.
Yeah.
You know, some people from that Hickman Academy of Rock.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of those people because they probably come through
totally.
The store at some point or
yeah.
another.
Yeah, totally. We do a lot of stuff with the Darkroom Records, too,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
sure.
A lot of my students do all that, and so.
Yeah, I've had some of those guys down here, and,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really impressed by some of the young guys and girls
oh,
that
yeah.
are coming up in the scene.
They're all crazy good. Really, really, really good.
No kid. Yeah, well, too bad. They can't go to McNally. I was
I
thinking it might work out for some
I know,
of them,
man.
Know?
I would do it over and over again going to school there if it, you know, but
yeah.
it's a shame that it closed down.
Are there any music schools around in Missouri, do you know, by chance?
I mean, nothing, no like conservatory type things that I'm aware of. I mean, I know Mizzou has a great music program.
Yeah, but as far as like a school that was sort of dedicated
nah,
to it and had the rep and all that.
You not know. That I'm super
yeah, I don't think
familiar
so
with.
All right, so the makeup of the band right now is two guitars, bass, and drums.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're doing primary vocals,
mm-hmm.
and you got some backup, I guess.
Yep.
And let's, before I go any deeper, I think I'm going to ask you to play a song. Will you do
cool.
that for us?
Yeah, of course.
All right, everybody. This is Tanner Jones from the Comancheros. They have been around. How long has the band been together? About a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, two, three maybe at this point. You know.
Two or three. All right, so one from Tanner here coming back at a minute with you, and we'll talk some more. This is, once again, Tanner Jones from the Comancheros. You listen to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
I've seen them come and go, friends and family, and all that's left is memory. I've followed shooting stars and I've seen them in my dreams, but they always fly too dang fast for me. I ain't ever gonna catch a break, and that's just fine with me. Cause man of the road I'll always be. There's another bar up the way full of people I don't know, and they all paid $5 just to come see me. So I'll sing them all the songs I know, and I'll do the best I can. I'm just up here raising hell with my band. I can look you in the eye and say with my whole heart, there ain't nowhere I'd rather be than right here. Sometimes I lie awake in bed, wondering where I went wrong. Is it 'cause I play them old country songs? 'Cause I live like an outlaw in them old western movies, drinking, raising hell till dawn. At the end of the night, when we pick up all our gear and we head down the road to nowhere, I'll think all the ones I hurt and the ones who hurt me, and I wonder if I hadn't where I'd be. But I ain't never gonna catch break, and that's just fine with me. 'Cause a man on the road I'll always be. There's another bar up the way full of people I don't know, and they all paid $5 just to come see me. So I'll sing them all the songs I know, and I'll do the best I can. I'm just up here raising hell with my band. And I could look you in the eye and say with my whole heart, there ain't nowhere I'd rather be than right here. There ain't nowhere I'd rather be than right here.
Thank you. All right, I love it. Wonderful stuff. What's that one called?
Ain't Nowhere I'd Rather Be. It's the eighth track on the new album.
Eighth track on the new record, and that came out sometime in 2018, yeah?
Yeah, 2-3 months ago, I think.
Okay.
November.
Yeah, so real recently. Mm-hmm. And it's called Heavy Western. Mm-hmm. All right, and it's available out there on the web?
Yeah, anywhere you... we sell it hard copies at every show. It's on Spotify, iTunes... Everything it can be on YouTube.
Yeah, okay. You got any local distributors selling it? You know, the guys over at Hit Records would probably throw a couple of those on the shelf for you.
I feel like we do, actually.
Yeah.
We had our old EP there, so I think we do.
All right. All right, cool. Yeah, check them out for sure. Once again, the Comancheros, you can find them on Spotify, iTunes, and hopefully somewhere around town here. Where did the name of the band come from? Was it the old John Wayne film, or was it like... Clint Eastwood or something like that? Because I know that it's mentioned in a lot of those old
westerns. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of a... conglomeration of all of them. So me and my dad always, it seems every time we're together on Sunday or whatever, the Outlaw Josie Wales is always on TV, which is our Western that we watch together, which...
Right. What a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, I love Westerns, and they're one of the antagonists in that Western. Back when I was a teenager, my dad always said if I ever, which a little more backstory on that, I was only would only listen to and only play like old hard rock and metal at the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my dad always quotes me at sitting in the back seat and saying, I would rather die than play country music. And when I was like 15 or 16, he always said if I ever had a country band that I should call it the Comancheros. So he sort of named the band really in a way.
Fantastic. Well, it's funny, you know, how we evolve musically. Mm-hmm. I think everybody, when I was a young person, for sure, I was a rock and roller. And I'm only recently... begun to enjoy country music in large part because of Woody Atkins, actually, who does the Real Deal Country Show here on KOPN from 3 to 5 every Monday. I'll give Woody a little plug here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he kind of introduced me to sort of the older traditional country that I really wasn't even that aware of, even though I'd been hearing it as a kid. It turns out I didn't even really remember.
Yeah,
you know?
That's kind of the crazy part, is it all, like, as soon as you hear it, you realize you've known it your whole life. You know, I feel like part of me getting in or really, really growing to love it was I grew up around it, heard it all the time, but maybe that's why I never really grasped it, you know, because it was just everywhere,
right.
You know, opposed to the thing I was finding myself. And then when I moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul, it was nowhere. So I'd go to country shows and I'd go see country bands, and it was like being back in small town Missouri.
Right.
You know? So I think that's what really kind of made my love for it grow.
Minneapolis has an amazing music scene up there, huh?
Yeah, so cool, man. I always said I wish Iowa wasn't in the middle, because it'd be so cool to just go there every weekend, because I wouldn't really want to live there again, but man, it's a great scene for any kind of music you'd like to experience. I mean, there's scenes for, super eclectic type, you know, it's like... There's a huge Viking metal scene. I mean, enough to where they have sold out festivals for whole entire weekends, you know, just stuff that...
No kidding. Yeah. Like that Scandinavian rock type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, which they're all super Nordic up there, which might be part of it too, but...
Right. Definitely unique music, though,
I
mean, it's not something you find everywhere, at least not in that kind of level, you know?
Oh, yeah, and you have that was where Prince's, you know, complex was. So, everything was super, like, funky too, you know, which was really neat.
Right.
So...
I wonder how much influence Prince really had on the development of that scene. I have a feeling it was pretty significant.
Yeah, I would say so. And you can, I feel like you can taste it in everything up there. Mm-hmm. You know, even at least as far as all the local stuff goes, there's such a heavy, so many young people playing really cool, like funky type stuff, you know, which you might not get somewhere else.
Right.
But I would say hugely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. How about influences? You said that you were very influenced by rock and roll when you were younger, but now obviously you're playing some country as well.
Sure.
And it's a mix for sure. When I hear your music, there's definitely a heavy rock influence there.
Sure.
What about like individual influences? Who do you like or who'd you grow up kind of trying to emulate or something?
AC/DC was my very first one. When I first picked up a guitar, that's all I wanted to play. So I got the the AC/DC songbook, which was like, you know, 3 inches thick, and I just went through it because it was like I think I had every AC/DC record, which I think was like 24 different records or something before I even started getting anything else. That's what I would just keep buying and buying and
right,
buying.
Just get the whole collection.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like I could play through the entire, you know, songbook on guitar.
And, incredible.
And then I got into stuff like I really got into Randy Rhoads. I got into like
when
the solo.
With Ozzy.
Yeah. So I got into like that got me into Sabbath and and that kind of pushed me more to, and then you get into I got into 80s Ozzy, which got me more into like shreddy hair metal type guys and stuff like that. But as far as country guys, I've always said my two biggest idols is like, once I decided I was going to be a front man and a singer, was Lemmy from Motorhead and Johnny Cash.
No.
So if I could ever even come close to being some sort of, you know, conglomeration in any way, that would be my goal.
I'd say that's a damn good one.
Yeah.
They're both two of my favorites. I'm such a huge Johnny Cash fan. I always have been.
Oh, yeah, man.
And Lemmy's just a freaking legend, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking about guitar players for AC/DC, and both Angus Young is the one that gets all the attention, but Malcolm was a hell of a player, too.
Yeah, I would say I like Malcolm probably even more than Angus, just because he's so fundamentally...
Oh, his rhythms were just so solid, it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, you kind of take it for granted how tight him and Phil Rudd, the drummer, and Cliff Williams, bass, were just like, I mean, locked together in a way that, you know, you don't think about until you're playing with guys and you're like,
they're all,
man, we sound like crap. It's like, you're like, how do they do that?
Right.
And yeah, but you know, it's like, and I've always really admired that Malcolm, you know, uses that solid body Gretsch, and it's almost really like isolated a clean guitar. Angus uses more like overdrive and distortion than,
right,
but Malcolm's is just clean, and the distortion from it is just hitting really hard, you know, which is super cool.
I recently, not long, honestly, about 2 weeks ago, I saw, I'm always, you know, surfing through YouTube or this or that, and I found an old video of Angus Young. It was an interview that he was doing. I forget who the guy was doing the interview, but he was sitting there playing just kind of casually, you know, had his SG sitting on his lap or whatever. And they were talking to him about, you know, how he learned to play. And he talked about Malcolm actually teaching him.
I could totally see
and
that.
Malcolm was a little bit older and he had a guitar sitting around, and they used to play Chuck Berry songs and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, Angus just starts messing around. And, you know, he talked about Eric Clapton. He talked about Jimmy Page. He talked about a lot of these different older guitar players. And as he did, he would play a lick or something that was exactly like, you'd be like, oh my God. It
That's
sound-
cool.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He's obviously so good, you know. And I got a kick out of the fact that he was giving Jimmy Page a hard time about playing the Les Paul because it was so heavy. And he said, you know, Jimmy can do it. He said, but I can't. He said, I'm a small guy. He said, and that Les Paul, he goes, I tried to play one. He said, it beat the hell out of my hip. I said, it was way too heavy. He said, I like this SG. It's nice and light. I can run around with it.
Yeah, you know? Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, as a side note, I have to say that you have the coolest guitars.
Thanks, man. I agree. Thank you.
If you guys get online and take a look at some photos, you can go on Instagram. We should probably tell people how to find information about you. Let's do that first.
So on everything, every platform, we are Comancheros Band. So at Comancheros Band on Facebook. And you know, we're just the Comancheros as far as the title goes on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and stuff like that.
Okay. But at Comancheros Band for most of social media.
Yeah.
And if you find them online, I'm sure it's really easy to get a hold of them. I was able to, so you'll be able to as well. All right. So I mentioned that you have a great selection of guitars, and all the photos that I see on the web and stuff, you're always playing something cool, and they look like they're mostly Gibsons. You got a deal with Gibson or something?
Yeah, we recently did, which is really, I mean, that's probably the coolest thing that's happened to me my whole life.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So is it a personal agreement, or is it with the band?
It's like, with the band,
So your other guitar players play Gibson bass and guitar as well?
Yeah, so it's, I'm like,
that's
you
so
know,
cool.
It's like, you guys got to get on it and get some more Gibsons, man. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's super cool.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I would like to ask if you'll play another song for us.
Yeah, of course, man.
Okay. What do you got?
How about Time Machine?
Time Machine. Yeah, that's the title track.
Yep.
Well, Do you call it the title track? No,
it was our first single. Yeah.
The title track would be named the same as the record. I guess I know that. Anyway, okay, it's Mike, and you listen to Radio Orbit on... No, you're not. It's Open Mic Radio. I got two damn radio shows. I do it every week, I think. Actually, that's like my subtle way of plugging my other radio show, I think. Mm-hmm. At any rate, it's Open Mic Radio, and you listen to it on KOP on Columbia. My guest this morning in the studio is Tanner Jones from the Comancheros, and I'm thrilled to have him with me today, and he's going to play another song for us. This one's called Time Machine.
When the world stops making sense and you don't feel much at home, you just head across that old mill bridge and ride on up the road. Boy, I've got a secret that nobody knows. A little long way to get to where them corn stills go. Let's go and take a ride in my time machine. Four wheels and a deep deck and a full tank of gasoline. Let's slip away together, just you and me. Let's go and take a ride in my time machine. She's got a bench seat, I guess if you'd like to ride, we could live like it was a yesterday and the good times never died. Oh, we've got a secret, it's our own little thing. Running that rusty Ford and hear them tires sing. Let's go and take a ride in my time machine. I got four wheels and a tape deck and a full tank of gasoline. Let's slip away together, just you and me. Oh, let's go and take a ride in my time machine. In second gear, I've gotta get away from this daily grind before there ain't nothing left for the Lord. All here to find, yeah. Let's go and take a ride in my time machine. I got four wheels and a tape deck and a full tank of gasoline. Let's slip away together, just you and me. Let's go and take a ride in my time machine.
Oh yeah. Woo! Very nice.
Thanks, man.
Awesome guitar playing, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I can tell you went to school. You've been doing that for a while. There's no doubt about it.
I've been doing it for a little bit, yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Yay, the lovely Diana Moxon in the house. Speaking of the arts, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, the lovely Diana Moxon will bring us up to date on what's happening in the art scene around town. And that'll come up in about 30 minutes from now, okay? All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio. I've got Tanner Jones, and he just played a nice song for us here from the Comancheros. I guess it's your... you had an EP before Heavy Western was released, but this is your first full-length record.
Yep, uh-huh.
And it is called Heavy and Western, and these are guys from the local scene here. Any of the other guys from the band work down there at Palin?
Bradley Hutchison and Michael, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Bradley's a full-time sales guy, and Michael's one of our drum teachers down there.
I'll be darned.
So we all kind of really got to playing together a lot at Nash Vegas, though. That's where we met Kyle. And our bass player actually plays pedal steel, too. So
really?
For a good, in our longer sets that we play, we flip where Bradley plays bass and Kyle plays pedal steel.
Oh,
and we'll
cool.
do some more like super old school type
stuff.
Oh, I
love a nice pedal steel.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're all kind of Palin and Nash Vegas crew dudes.
All right. What's going on at Nash Vegas? They're kind of downtime this time of year, mm-hmm. right?
Well, it's...
Are they open even?
Yeah.
I was looking for acts that were coming there, and I haven't found anything in the last few weeks.
It's, well, in a lot of cases that, it's probably me and Bradley and Michael and Kyle playing.
So are you guys like the house band there?
Yeah, kind of. It's sort of like a revolving house crew, and Justin Conrad will play a lot where mm-hmm. he sings and we are his band. Or
uh-huh.
there's a guy from down south Missouri named Cody Knoll who comes up a lot and uh-huh. will be his band.
All right.
Or and it could be Bradley will play bass or guitar. Sometimes Kyle will play guitar or bass. I can really only play guitar. I mean, sometimes I'll be the singer for the night and I'll play like acoustic and everybody else. And but it could be, I mean, any group of house dudes and any sort of throw together.
So what about this weekend? Are you playing tonight? Are you playing tomorrow?
Half of us played there last night.
Really?
As of right now, no. Michael's metal band, A Hill to Die Upon, is actually playing in Kansas City tonight.
Yeah.
And me and a buddy named John Green are playing at Buckshot Saloon out in Kingdom City, actually.
Right. When's that? That's tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got to take care of a couple pieces of business, and I normally ask my guests if they don't mind if they would read one with me.
Of course, man.
Would you mind? I'll give you this one, and I'll read this one, and when I'm done, you can do that one. All right, as a service to the community, KOPN reads announcements for nonprofit organizations. If your organization would like to submit announcements, you may mail or hand-deliver them to KOPN at 915 East Broadway, Columbia, Missouri, 65201, or you can mail them to jill@kopn.org. We like to do these in lots of different accents and styles. So anyway, more information on our website, kopn.org, or by calling 573-874-1139. Thank you very much. Yes, on to you, Tanner.
Como Shorts presents its inaugural Mid-Missouri Filmmaker Showcase, Friday, January 25th through Sunday, January 27th at Fretboard Coffee in downtown Columbia. The showcase provides a unique space for 8 local filmmakers to screen their most promising short films. The Friday and Saturday screenings will start at 6:30 p.m. and the Sunday screenings will start at 1:30 p.m. Live music will precede each showcase. Tickets for Como Shorts are available online or at the door. For more information, visit ComoShorts.com. ComoShorts.com.
you're made for it, man. You know, the Daves are playing. I promised Dave that I would mention that on Sunday for this Como Shorts project that's happening Sunday. I don't even know where it's at. There it is, Fretboard Coffee. Anyway, the Daves are playing on Sunday, and I told them that I would let people know. And I'm sure there's good music being done tonight and tomorrow. Maybe Diana will have some. Maybe not. Anyway, Como Shorts, it's a cool thing that's happened this weekend and good music associated with that stuff as well. Hey, Tanner, I'm going to run through some of the upcoming events tonight and tomorrow. Feel free to chime in, okay? Because
cool.
A lot of these bands I'm not familiar with, and
yeah.
you may know
sure.
more about them than I do in many cases. So, as a matter of fact, tonight, Marty Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah, Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives mm-hmm. will be playing at the Blue Note tonight. And I think there are tickets available for that still. I know that Woody gave a few sets away the other night, but that's going to be an incredible show. And you have the Brad Cunningham Band opening yep. for them. Are you familiar?
I am. Yeah, yeah. Super nice guys. They were Man in the Ring, I think, before that.
Oh, but, yeah. Okay, I remember them.
Yeah, Brad's a super cool guy. I think they might live in St. Louis now.
Hmm.
It's been a while since I've seen them, but yeah, I think they have a Sony distributing deal, actually, which is pretty big.
You're not kidding. Yeah. All right. So that's happening tonight at the Blue Note. You got Brad Cunningham Band and then Marty Stewart. At Rose tonight, Lull Water and Dark Below. It looks like there's a release party of some sort. That looks like a rock and roll scene to me. Are you familiar with any of those guys?
I'm familiar with Dark Below. Those guys are super nice. I know a couple of them through Palin. It's some pretty heavy kind of like alt rock type stuff.
Right on.
Super cool.
Okay, that's happening tonight at Rose, and they will be helped out by a band called Rendered Heartless and Lifeline. Let's see if anything is happening at the Roachport store. I suppose I could click on the thing that says music calendar. And 25th, Bruce Poe, the Bruce Poe Band.
Bruce again, is awesome.
All right. See, Tanner, God, I got to have you come and do the show with me more often. You know everybody.
Bruce is from up around Kirksville.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've known Bruce for a long time.
Hey, do you know Bartholomew Bean or Ron Morris or Bean? He's from Kirksville, too.
I think not super well, but I know who they are.
Yeah, he's another sort of traveling troubadour type musician. He's fantastic as well.
Bruce does the solo gig a lot, and he'll play like an electric flying V, just so like it's solo acoustic, but he's playing electric flying V. Which
that's cool.
Rad. I've always admired that about him.
I like it. Yeah, I can see how you would. Yeah. All right. So, Bruce Poe tonight at the Roachport store. That'll happen at about 8:30 or so. And then at Cafe Berlin, tonight we have Blights, Ball of Light, and Katie Cowden. How about those? Any familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Hey, we stumped Tanner. That's good. All right, so that's tonight. Tomorrow night at the Blue Note, you've got Real Big Fish, the Let's Dance Tour, along with Mest and Bikini Trill. I'm familiar with Real Big Fish, but I'm not familiar with the other people on the bill. But that'll probably be a fun show. Mm-hmm. We've got Rose tomorrow night, Tribute to the Cranberries, featuring Violet and the Undercurrents. So I guess Violet and the Undercurrents are going to do a Cranberries.
That's awesome. I've been seeing that going around for a while.
Yeah, cool. I loved Dolores O'Riordan. She had a beautiful voice and one of my favorite female singers. It's too bad that she passed. Mm-hmm. All right. Roachport, anything tomorrow? Doesn't look like... Oh, actually, the Megan Boyer Band tomorrow at the Roachport store. Not familiar with her. And lastly, but not least, it looks like the Windsor Street Montessori Film Festival is happening at Cafe Berlin tomorrow. And that's something that I bet Diana probably will say something about. We'll have to see. At any rate, good stuff all weekend. And you can also catch Tanner and his gang playing tomorrow night if you're... How far?
Kingdom City. About 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You're just down, just east on I-70 for 20, 30 miles or so.
Yep, at Buckshot Saloon.
All right. And that'll be what time? 9, 10 o'clock? Or
I think we play from 6 to 10.
It's going to be
a long one.
All right. Awesome. Comancheros tomorrow night in Kingdom City. All right. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I'm going to ask Tanner to play another song for us. You got another one for her?
Yeah.
All right. And we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more with him after this one. It's Mike and listening to Open Mic Radio. Once again, KOPN Columbia. Tanner Jones from the Comancheros.
You may drink whiskey, you might like beer, you may sip fancy wine, whatever the hell you can find. But it all tastes the same, same kind of headache. You still hate the sun for letting you know that you're late. We're all going somewhere on Saturday night. We're all going somewhere trying to have a good time. We're all just trying to make it out alive. We're all going somewhere Saturday night. Saturday night. It may be a dance with someone new, relight an old flame that burned out in youth. The sun it rises on regret and pain. Good Monday morning, friend. Somewhere on Saturday night, we're all going somewhere trying to have a good time. We're all just trying to make it out alive. We're all going somewhere Saturday night. On Saturday night, it's a long haul through work week. Sometimes your only shield is the pearl snap shirt. It's a long haul through work week. Sometimes a good time is the only cure for that hurt. We're all going somewhere on Saturday night. trying to make it out alive. We're all going somewhere Saturday night. Yeah, on Saturday night.
I also remember that's when you got a cut when you're a little down in the weather, I guess. A little squeaky on that one.
I get people in here every Friday morning, and it's funny because typically folks in the music business like yourselves are kind of out late and usually not up real early in the mornings. and I have some real fun stories about people giving me a hard time about having to come in here and sing at 9:30 in the morning. But you know what? It always turns out really well, and I think you sound great, and I sure appreciate you coming and singing for us. Let's talk about songwriting a little bit. Do you do most of the songwriting, or is it a collaboration thing with the whole band, or how do you guys do that?
So when it began, Michael and I write everything for the most part as of now.
And you guys have been together since day one, pretty much.
Yeah, and it started where we were both kind of writing, you know, harmony and lyrics, but it ended up being a lot faster if basically Michael writes all the lyrics and I write all the music part. So there's a couple tunes like Ain't Nowhere I'd Rather Be was when I wrote the lyrics to. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some where he comes up with some of the instrumentation too. For the most part, our best stuff has come out of him writing lyrics and me writing melodies and all the kind of chordy, riffy kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you introduce it to the other band members and you guys practice. How often do you practice?
At least once a week.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Is it regular? I mean, do you do it all? I mean, is it
every Monday night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, you'll have to turn on Radio Orbit after your practices because that's when I'm on the air.
Oh, nice.
And what I think that I'll do is feature your record on Orbit one of these nights. That's a 3-hour program, and it's more of a talk show. Mm-hmm. But I feature music throughout the show.
Cool.
And I usually just pick one artist and play songs from that artist throughout the whole program.
Cool, man.
So one of these times we'll do that. I'd love to do that with you, with your music. It's a great album. So
thank you, man.
All right, what do you have? What do you got coming up? You got any events in Como here coming up? Around here, I guess.
Well, we're playing in Kansas City at a place called Captain's next Friday or Saturday, and then on February 13th we're playing at a bar called the Crying Wolf in Nashville.
Nice.
And then. That's all I can really think of in the next couple weeks here.
You play quite a bit in Kansas City, don't you?
Yeah. We were fortunate enough to get to play on the Tumbleweed Festival last year, which that was with Marty Stewart, actually.
Awesome.
And you know, like Cody Johnson was there, and I mean, we met. That's basically everybody we've met that's helped us over the past year has been we met at Tumbleweed.
Came to that festival.
Yeah. Thankfully, we were also announced to play again this year, which is pretty cool. So.
Fantastic. When is that?
That is May, I think, this year. It's the big headliners this year, Alabama and Blackberry Smoke, Whiskey Myers.
Nice.
The Steel Woods are playing. But there's tons of big names on
it. And where is that festival held?
About an hour south of Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a big field and big camping kind of weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing.
So. All right. What about, you say you're going to Nashville. Or do you typically go, do you have plans for a tour or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of just shoot out in different directions at the time. But in this upcoming spring, we'd like to do, I believe Michael's planning a little more south this time since we usually go north. But we actually recorded half of Heavy and Western in Nashville at one of Elvis's old personal studios.
Right on.
It was called the House of David, and it has actually since permanently closed too, which is too bad. But we got to go through the secret trapdoor from the garage up to the studio, and a lot of the old like reel to reels were still there that they used, and his piano.
Why did they have a secret trapdoor?
So that he could drive in and no one would know he's there.
Oh.
So he could come up through the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was super cool. And, But we haven't been back since then, so this will be our first time playing in Nashville. So.
All right. Where do you record when you're here in town?
Well, Michael's buddy, Nolan, who actually is a guitar player in his metal band, came and we converted Michael's house into basically a studio for a weekend and finished the second half of the record. So, actually, when you're listening to the heavy side, it's all the recordings from the Elvis studio in Nashville. And when you're listening to the western side, that's all Michael's house turned into a studio.
Really?
So,
wow.
Completely different engineers, which is why they kind of sound very different when you hit side B of the records.
So. Uh-huh. And it's an ongoing project at Michael's. You guys going to continue to record there?
We're kind of throwing around different ideas this time around. We'd like to go to... there's a studio out on the East Coast that Blackberry Smoke did their Whippoorwill album, which is kind of one of our, as a band, favorite records.
Yeah,
it's
a great record.
We're thinking about maybe going out there. But yeah, I'm not really sure at this point. We've got, I think, about 10 songs written, and we'll probably try to write at least that many more before we pick what we actually put on the record.
Right, so you do have plans for another record.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's the timeline? You think you'll have it done in a year or 2 years? What?
I would hope. 8 months.
Yeah, so sometime this year.
Yeah, before next Christmas, hopefully. We'd like to put it out again in November, December.
Awesome. All right. Other projects. It sounds like the band is involved in other things.
Yeah.
What kind of other projects do you guys do?
Bradley is in a band called Blue Jay, where he plays guitar and sings with his... it's a three-piece. So they are banjo, upright bass, and guitar, and they all three sing.
And Bradley's your guitar player.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. And... so Michael has his brother, or his band with his brother, which is called Hill to Die Upon.
Mm-hmm. that's a metal band?
Yeah, they kind of have the Eddie and Alex Van Halen thing going on. One brother plays guitar and sings, and the other one's the drummer.
Rana.
Kyle has been, in tons of stuff. So he's, he had a band called Dixie Choppers not that long ago that doesn't really play much anymore. He was the singer in that band. So it's kind of cool that all the people have sort of fronted bands, so we all kind of understand the roles of a band really well, you know, what we need to be to make this group
to make it work
successful, you know.
Huh. No, it's an advantage that you guys have, having that musical background, and even working at the store and stuff, you're just around it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You just have a better feel for what works, I think.
Yeah, just constantly thinking about it, you know, and listen, I always like to... The Tom Petty documentary is one of my favorites for... I always tell people they need to go watch that when they're thinking about starting a band, because he really breaks down a lot of the elements that just make a band work, even in that documentary. One of my favorite ones he says is, as soon as you realize that your band's going to be way more functional as a... like with one leader rather than a democracy, you know, you'll get going so much faster, so quick. You know, it's like you really need somebody to make the call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got it pulling too many ways, it just
never gels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a true statement, and even among the bands that I've known over the years that have stayed together and the ones that haven't.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And even if you don't necessarily realize it, you know, it's like Zeppelin, I feel like Page is right in the heart of there, and he's, you know, it's like you read all his backstories of him seeking everybody out and finding him. It's
and
like,
really driving the style of the music. Mm-hmm. I mean,
totally.
He was a real much more smart, thoughtful musician, and I think people give him credit for it.
Yeah.
I think he says, he's just a crazy rocking guitar player.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, he was really smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the successful, and this might just be in life in general, there's sort of three business minds you need to have, at least with a band, and it's you need to have that professional, which is like Jimmy Page probably on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can have your personal one, which is him getting wasted and destroying a hotel room.
Right.
But then there's the one in the background that a lot of people don't see, which is the entrepreneurial side, you know, where he's constantly taking those steps. It's like, and that's not very rock and roll looking, you know, so he probably very intentionally didn't let people see that a lot.
Yeah, you got to be able to sell your band.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to sell merchandise and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and you guys, I suppose, have to deal with that as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to be able to book your band. You do your own booking, I guess.
Yeah. Michael's much better at keeping all that together. So, thankfully for me, I wouldn't be able to do anything without Michael. I come up with a good idea from time to time, but he's the one who can make everything actually stick together. He's organized and everything.
All right. Well, I sure like what you guys are doing so far. Your first record's real good,
and
we're gonna share it with some other people here at the station. We got about 10 minutes, and I'll give you the option. If you'd like to play another one, I'd love to hear it. If not, I'm gonna play some recorded stuff on the way out anyway. But maybe we can get one more out of you.
Can you play covers on here?
Sure.
Can I play Poncho and Lefty?
Absolutely.
It's my favorite country song.
All right.
My first audition to a country band, I failed getting into that country band because of this song. So since then, it's always been my sort of my thing.
All right, here we go. We got Tanner Jones who's going to play Poncho and Lefty for us. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
On the road, my friend, it's gonna leave you free and clean. You're gonna wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but a favorite one, it seems. You heard her cry when you said goodbye. You sank into her dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in old Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. That's the way it goes. Autumn Federal, they say, could have him any day. Only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Old Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dusted Poncho bit down south. Ended up in old Lefty's mouth. The day they laid for Poncho low, old Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody knows. Autumn Federal, they say, could have him any day. Only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Now the boys tell how old Poncho fell. Old Lefty, he's living in a cheap motel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends are told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for old Lefty too. He did it what he had to do. Now he's growing old. Autumn Federal, they say, could have him any day. Only let him go so long. Out of kindness, I suppose. Few great federal, they say, could have him any day. Only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose.
Wonderful.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. One of my favorites, too. I love Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
You a Willie fan?
Oh, yeah, man. Huge. Yeah. Now, we did the Willie tribute thing last time. They had it at Rose.
Oh, were you guys really a part of that? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I like when they do stuff like that.
I do, too, man. It's
they
really
did
cool.
The Johnny Cash one was really good.
Yeah.
And I think there was...
We did the Allman Brothers
the
one,
Allman
too.
The Allman Brothers one was really good,
that was
too.
After Greg passed away.
Right on. All right. Well, cool. Hey, Tanner, you're the man. Thank you so much for coming down. That was great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to coming and seeing you guys one of these nights.
Awesome.
I really did not realize that you were playing at Nash Vegas so regularly.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm definitely going to get down there
in
the next couple weeks here. So.
Yeah, it's a good time.
All right. Anything you'd like to wrap up with? Contact information one more time, perhaps?
Yeah, you can get us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Everything is Comancheros Band. Should get you to us everywhere.
All right, check them out at Comancheros Band, and I'll be talking more about them here on the radio down here in the future. All right, Tanner, take care of yourself, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Talk to you soon. Right on. All right, we got about 5 minutes left, so I will say thank you all for listening today. It's been a pleasure. Hey, stick around, Tanner. I'll be done in a minute here. And next week we will have Kyle Cook, one of the proprietors of Hit Records, and Kyle is also a programmer here at the radio station. So he and I have known each other for quite some time. We're gonna have a good time with Kyle next week, and play some good songs as well. We will also have the Many Colored Death sometime in the next couple weeks. Fantastic band, right, Tanner? Yeah, those guys are great. And we got Don't Mind Dying, another rock and roll band coming in soon. Are you familiar with those guys?
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well, I'm sure you are.
Brent actually does guitar repair at Palin, so.
Oh yeah. All right, cool. And Nick Gorham from the Gold Bugs, and
he's from Kirksville too.
Yeah, and he's a partner with John Galbraith.
All
those guys are so great.
I know, they're super cool, man.
Anyway, so that's all coming up. We got Loose as well coming up in a few weeks, and Dylan Walsh, Flood Brothers, Ray Fitzgerald, lots of good folks coming up over the next couple months here. So come on back, and we'll be with you next week with another Open Mic Radio and a bunch of good music, okay? Stick around for Diana Moxon, Speaking of the Arts, coming at you here in about 4 minutes, and we're going to wrap things up here with one more from the Comancheros. This one is from their record called Heavy and Western, and this one's called Bobcats and Beer Cans. We'll talk to you all later. Take care of yourselves.
Sits on the sofa, his beard is gone white. He's busted his ass for all of his life. His trophies hang behind him and he sit on the floor. Then let's have another. Short nights are the life that he's led to provide for his family and to keep us all fed. Stalys are thick and his overall.